Seth Watney, who's 8 and in the 3rd grade, really likes his new school, Paul Havens Charter School. His last school, Murray Henderson Elementary, was closed by state officials in May because of poor academic performance. Seth ended up at Havens nearby.
And I learned maths and subtracts, addition, multiplication, adding.
Henderson was an F school, but Havens is a B school under the state's grading system. Seth's grandparents, William and Linda, love Havens because they work well with Seth, who has autism.
He's learning so much, I can't believe it. The things that he's coming home with about science and math. He's the fourth number kid in a class with his math and grades.
Henderson families mostly wound up at better performing schools, but other families weren't so lucky. Veronica Washington's 4 grandchildren left James Weldon Johnson Elementary, an F school, and wound up at Benjamin Banneker, another F school.
When you enrolled them at Banneker, did you know that Banneker too had an F?
No. Never knew Banneker had an F.
On top of that, Banneker is closing at the end of the year. RSD says they told parents that the school would close, but Washington says she didn't know.
I feel that if a school is closing and they're having a failing grade, why not let the parents know ahead of time that, look, you're applying to the school, but this school will have an F, and give them the opportunity to get another school ahead of time.
Tracking students and school grades is complicated. A new state formula gives some schools higher grades than they would have gotten last year. And schools under new management, like Schaumburg in eastern New Orleans, aren't rated by the state at all in their first few years. So, does closing a failing school mean every kid will get into a better one? Data provided by RSD shows many don't. Many students who left 2 closed schools, Henderson and Mays, went to better ones. Most students who left Johnson and Abramson, on the other hand, went to other low-performing schools. That's based on those families who participated in the common application process. One of the reasons many kids aren't at better schools? Some parents didn't make the choice. So RSD assigned kids to schools that in some cases weren't much better. And there still aren't enough seats in high-performing schools to take all the students leaving failing ones. But RSD's enrollment director, Gabriella Faghetti, says closing failing schools generally gives families better options.
The decision to close a school is really hard. It is one that we take really seriously here at the Recovery School District, and we think about a lot before we make that choice. But we make that choice with full confidence that the options available to these families are better options than what they have.
What's more, this year's school performance scores show that most of the city's schools are doing better now than in years past. It's something RSD is proud of.
Of course, we haven't hit the mark. We're not done. There's still more to improve. But if you just think about what that was 10 years ago to what that is now, it is a huge change.
In addition to Banneker, the RSD will close 2 other low-performing schools this summer, A.P. Turo and Walter Cohen. For WWNO and The Lens, I'm Jessica Williams.